We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Nun Omer Aleph. We are beginning a brand new Perek Rav Gamliel. And Mitzvah Hashem, in today's shiur, we'll finish the whole Perek of Mishnayos, at least. And the rest of the Perek is around 3 Blat Gemara. Zokt the Mishnah. This is going back to Yivamos, Dike Yonim. Rav Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Achaget, V'loi Maimar Achamaimar, V'loi Bi'ila Achabila, V'loi Chalitza Achalitza. What does that mean? So the halacha is, we'll see in the Gemara the reason, that if someone has a yavama, let's say Reuven dies and he leaves his wife over, he didn't have any children, and falls to Shimon. If Shimon gives a get to this yavama, he can't do yibam anymore. It passes the yavama. So then the Rabbanon, we'll see the reason why in the Gemara. But if you give a get to the yavama, passes the yavama. And there's a lacha, not a lacha of maimer. Maimer is, even though maimer is not a kiyam a yibam, if you give kedushin to yavama, it's chala kedushin with the Rabbanon. And then we know chalitza and be'ila is real yibum, and chalitza is instead of yibum. So Rav Gamliel says that if, let's say you have two yavamos, or if you have two yavams, in either case, we'll give the case of two yavamos first. Reuven has two wives, they both fall to Shimon. Shimon gives each of them a get. The halacha is, according to Rav Gamliel, ain't get ach a get. That means, the first one you gave a get to, you asked her in her kriv now, because it's considered like, it was your wife and you gave a get. The second one, the get doesn't do anything. Get's like nothing happened. Because ain't get ach a get. The same thing, maimer. If you have two yavamos, Reuven had two wives, and the Shimon gave maimer to both of them, the second one he gives maimer to, nothing happens. There's no connection there, because once you did one maimer, the second maimer will not work. And we'll see in the Gemara again what the reason for that is. After Be'ilan, after Chalitza, that's simple why nothing happens, because after you do bia to one, that is your wife, and yibum is over, zika is gone. Of course, to the second one, there's nothing. All this is bia znos, it's pashut. And chalitza, the same thing. After you give, what? Eishzach. Bia znos, yes, eishzach. It's a chiv karis, but nothing happens in krivis or connections. There's no relationship and connection. And chalitza also, after you do chalitza, there's no zika anymore. And therefore, anything you do after that, there's nothing there. So Gamliel says, ain't get ach a get, v'loi maimer ach a maimer, v'loi bi'ila ach a bi'ila, v'loi chalitza ach a chalitza. Chama argue. Chama imrim, yes, get ach a get. You could have a get ach a get. That means you give a get to both yavamais, or two, there's two yavams, as a Reuven dies with one wife, and Reuven dies. Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi both give a get. They're both chal. V'yesh maim ach a maimer. There's maim ach a maimer. But he agrees to Gamliel of le'ach abila of le'ach chalitza klum. That's pashut. After bia and after chalitza, nothing happens because there it's done. It's completed. The yibum is complete after bia or after chalitza. But after get and after maimer, it's machlekes Rav Gamliel and the chacham. Now the Gemara is to give. That's machlekes Rav Gamliel and Rabbanon, which the Gemara will talk about next Shem on tomorrow's daf. Machlekes Rav and Baya, what's pshat. But now the Mishnah will go further and give you different cases of to show this idea of Ein Chalitza HaKlum, but it's not getting involved so much in the Machlekes Rabbanon and Gamliel. A lot of it is like the Rabbanon, but we're going to explain to you the different cases of things you do one after another. So the first part of the Mishnah will talk about a case where there's only one Yavam and one Yavama. That'll be the case. And also, we're going to give a case of Maimar, Get, Chalitza, and Yibum. That's going to be the order. Things that happen after Maimar, things that happen after Get, things that happen after Chalitza, things that happen after Yibum. And the reason why the Mishnah first explains cases of Maimar and Get is because that's the Rabbanon, and therefore it's more Chavav, the Ritva says, and therefore it's said at first, those cases first. So to say that the Mishnah is, we're going to say Maimar and things were done afterwards, Get, and things that were done afterwards, Chalitza and Yibum. Ketzah. Also, Maimar b'Yavimta. You have Reuven dies, he leaves over his wife Rachel, Shimon does Maimar b'Yavimta. After he gave her a Maimar, v'noson lo get, he gave her a get. The halacha is, tzricha menu Chalitza. Tzricha menu Chalitza. You need Chalitza. Because even though you did Maimar, it does not, you didn't complete the Yibum. And for the Maimar, you gave a get, you took care of that. So now you need chalitza. You can't do yibum anymore. Why not? Because you already gave a get, so you can't do yibum. The halacha is after you give a get, when there are bonim and alkaponim, it's a din lo yivna. You can't do yibum anymore. But you need chalitza, so shicha mei chalitza. That's case number one. Also, maimer v'chalitza. Let's say you gave mayim, right? Then you gave chalitza. So the chalitza works, but you still need a get. Shricha meant a get. You still need a get. Take care of the mayim. What about also mayim or baal? You did maimar and then you went ahead and did bia. Raise your kibitzvasa. That's mekayim yibam, because that's kibitzvasa. In the Torah, doesn't say you have to do maimar, but it works. That's correct. It's a correct way of doing things. Is maimar or baal? Raise your kibitzvasa. So those are a case we started with maimar and you followed it by either you followed it by get, so then you need chalitza. Followed it by chalitza, you need get. What?
That's correct.
You don't have to do it, but it works. It's the kiyum of yibum. It's not the kiyum of mitzvah yibum, and it works. So we start off a maimer. If you gave a get, you took care of the maimer, you still need chalitza. If you did chalitza, you took care of the zika, but you still have the maimer, so you need a get. If you did maimer and bia, then you mekayim. So that we started with case. We started with maimer. Case number two, started with a get. Nosan get. So he gave a get to your yavam. It means that Shimon gave a get to Rachel. So now you cannot do Yibam anymore. So nosan get also maimer. Tzricha get chalitza. You need another get for the maimer. And you need chalitza also because take care of the zika. And you can't do Yibam. Nosan get of Baal.
Why does he need the get?
For the maimer.
The
no, so it worked because the get didn't work on the raisa. Get doesn't knock it out the raisa. So there is a zika here. So maimer works. You're asking, how did maimer work? No zika anymore. There is zika here still. Harai ni chalitza. Get just makes it issa yibum, but it works. It will be chal. It's on the rabbanon nigadin. So nosan get was a maimer tzricha get for chalitza. You get for the maimer and chalitza for the zika. Nosan get ubal. If you gave a get and then you did bia, which was not correct because when you gave a get, the rabbanon you just the yibum. So then tzricha get for the bia for chalitza. There's already a chiddush. You need chalitza. Why need chalitza? Because the bia was not a kima yibum. The bia was a bia psula. So nosan get ubal tzricha get for chalitza. Nosan get v'chalatz. You gave a get and you did chalitza. Ain't a chalitza klum. Then it's fine. Nothing after chalitza, you're done. You don't have to worry about anything else. Ain't a chalitza klum. So v'chalatz v'osa maimar. So that was the end of the case of get. So we already said a case of maimar. We said a case of get. Get, if you do get the maimar, you need a get for the maimar and you still need chalitza. Nosan get and baal, you need a get for the bia and you still need chalitza. And nosan get v'chalatz, so then it's good. So then we give a case, we start with maimer, we start with get. Now we're going to case number three. We start with chalitza. Chalatz, if you gave chalitza, it means Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel, then anything you do afterwards is not leimaylev leimayre. It does not have any effect. Chalatz, v'asa maimer, you did maimer, or nosan get, or ubal, and nothing happens. And another time nothing happens when you start with bia, or ba'al, which means you mekayim mitzayibim. Then v'asa maimar, obviously maimar doesn't do anything, it's pashut. Nosan get, you give a get, then the get works that you divorce, but there's no yibim anymore. V'chalatz, or you did chalitza after bia, ein acha chalitza klum, and like Rashi says, it's supposed to say also ein acha bia klum, which is going, ein acha chalitza klum, on the ratio of these two lines. And on Sefer to say, ein acha bia klum, and the Gemara will ask why it didn't say it. Al kaponim, that's where we finished the first cases of our Mishnah that's explaining a case where there's one Yavam, one Yavama. And we said there's Maimar, Get, Chalitza, and Yibam. Acha, Chalitza, Yibam, Ein Acha, Dem, Klum, that's done. And after Maimar and Get, we gave you the cases. So the Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah says, Achas, Yavama, Achas, Li Yavam, Echad. V'achas, Shte Yavama, Li Yavam, Echad. So the case we just said were a case of Yavama, Achas, Li Yavam, Echad. It was Shimon to Rachel. That's it. The same halacha applies to two yavamos to one yavam. And the Mishnah will tell us the cases. Ketzad, the same halacha that we just said, it also applies to a case where there's two yavamos, where Reuven dies with two wives, Rachel and Bracha, and they both fall to Shimon. Ketzad, also maimer bezu or maimer bezu. Shimon gives maimer to Rachel and gives maimer to Bracha. Remember, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if he did that, it makes a difference. The second maimer is nothing. Because ain't maimer achamaimer, but like Rashi speaks out, we're going to go to the rabbanon. The yesh maimer achamaimer, going to go to the rabbanon. It's a ketzad. Also maimer bezu or maimer bezu. Trichos shnei gittin v'chalitza. If you did maimer to both of them, you need two gittin and chalitza. That means each maimer needs a get, And then they need chalitza. Chalitza to one of them. Because there's chalitza of a zika. Are you going to ask me, there's a shayla about chalitza psula. When you have chalitza psula, maybe they both need a chalitza. So Tosfos deals with that. Pastors, we're not going to Rama Yama now. And if you are, you have to be geiris chalitzois. That means two chalitzas park upon them. You need two git and take over two maimers. And then a chalitza to one of them. By the way, just if it wasn't clear, chalitza psula means in a case where you can't do yibum, so the chalitza is psula. So if it's only one yivama, so chalitza psula is not an issue. If it's only one yivama, you get a chalitza psula. You know, that's all you need. But when it's two, we had a sugi before, maybe chalitza psula won't pata or tzara. They each need their own chalitza. So that's the nidra over here. Maybe each wants his own chalitza. Okay. Two get and a chalitza. Maimar bezu veget lezu. He gave maimer to one, to Rachel got maimer, and bracha got a get. So tzricha get, you need get for Rachel, v'chalitza, you need chalitza to one of them also. Maimer v'zu u'bal azu. You first gave maimer to Rachel, then you u'bal as bracha, so it's not a good yibam. Why not? Because it's a bia psula. Why is it a bia psula, a yibam psula? Because since you gave maimer to one of them, so now it's already din of shuvla, yinala b'yinir shnei batim. You can't be b'yinir shnei batim. Once you did maimer to one, so you have a connection already, so therefore you can't go and do yibam on the second wife, because it's b'yinir shnei batim. So you can't do bia. So the halacha isn't any base gittin. V'chalitza, it's only chalitza, because the bia wasn't a kim the bia was not a kim of yibam, because it's a bia psula. And the same in the first two cases also. The reason why you can't do yibam, once you give maimer to one, to the other one you can't do yibam is, because consider b'yinir shnei batim. Maimer bezu v'cholatz lezu. You gave maimer to one and you chalitza to the next one. Harishonah tzricha get. You take off the zika with that chalitza. It's very good. And the Rishonah needs get. The Rishonah needs a get because of the maimer. Get lezu v'get lezu. You give a get to each one. Tzricha is a man of chalitza. You still need chalitza because but the get passes both of them, but you need chalitza and take off the zika. Get lezu u Baal. See, if you realize, the first few cases were a case we started with Maimer. We're going the same thing. Maimer, get, chalitza, bia, I'm going to say the same case. So the first cases were, we started with the Maimer. Maimer zu, Maimer zu, or Maimer zu, get lazu, or Maimer zu, or Baal zu, or Maimer zu, v'chal zu. Now we're going to get. Start with get. Get lazu, but get lazu. Give a get to each one, tzrichas men chalitza, still need chalitza. Get lazu, or Baal zu, tzrichas get for the bia, v'chalitza, still need chalitza. Why? Because the bia wasn't a kiyam. Since you give a get to one, the halacha is now, it's din lo yivne, you can't do yibam anymore. So you did be at the next one's no good. Get lezu umaymer bezu, tzrichas get for the maimer v'chalitza, still need chalitza. Get lezu v'chalitza lezu, if you gave get to this one, the chalitza to this one, and chalitza klum, then the chalitza works, and chalitza klum, you're good to go. And the Rashi's medayik from this lashon, get lezu v'chalitza lezu, and chalitza klum, means that even now, if you go and give kedushin to one of them, the loch is, it's not chal, because ain't acha chalitza klum. Why? Because the isser alav lo yivne, and it's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Akiva holds, the chai v'lav are not toifis kedushin. No, it's not. By chalitza, it's lo yivne. You give chalitza, that's machalikas of Yerchan and Mishlakash. If the other sister is the shlichas, it's shlichas not, it's machalikas if that's a chai v'kar's not. So we gave cases with the two yivamois, and we gave cases of, we started with a maimer, and start with a get. Now we're up to chalitza. You start with chalitza. Cholatz, then mecholatz. You gave chalitza to one, to Rachel, then you give to bracha. Or cholatz was maimer. You gave chalitza to Rachel and gave maimer to bracha. Or nasan get. Or nasan get or bal. Or you gave a get to bracha, or bal to bracha. Either way, I want to say, ena chalitza klum. Once you give chalitza to Rachel, you're done. No effect. Anything you do afterwards doesn't happen. Nothing happens. Oy baal, or if you did bia on Rachel, means you married her, you did yibum. Then a ball, the other one, a ball on Rachel was a maimer to the other one, to bracha, or not a get, or you give a get, or chalat, ein achlitza klum, and also ein achabia klum, which you say again. We'll talk about that, why I didn't say again, but ein achabia klum, ein achlitza klum. So that was our second group. And this second case is also negeya, bein b'yav mechel shnei yivam, which is the way we explain the case, and bein shnei yivam levam achas, the same halachas will all apply. If there's Reuven dies and leaves over Rachel to Shimon and Levi. I mean, Shimon does Maimer and Levi does Maimer. Or Shimon does Maimer and Levi does Get. Or Shimon does Maimer and Levi does Chalitza. All those cases apply also. And it's an easy, once you get the hang of it, it's an easy side. That we're going to go to Rabbanon, Maimer Acha Maimer and Get Acha Get. And it's Pashut, Maimer Acha Get and Get Acha Maimer, it's Pashut. But Acha Chalitza and Acha Bia, Ein Acha, these things Klum. Now the Mishnah ends off with halachas of chalitza and bia, which we learned already, just to explain a little more, give a little more details on that. Chalatz v'asa maimer, if someone gave chalitza and then did maimer to the same person, so far we're talking about, chalatz, let's say it's Reuben dies, leaves over Rachel, Shimon does chalitza to her. Then v'asa maimer, and does maimer, or nasan get to her, or ba'al, or the case was, or Baal va'asa maimer, or Shimon was Baal, it's Rachel, and then va'asa maimer, and va'aseget, v'chalatz, ein achlitza klum, bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'soif. So when it's chalitza, so ein achlitza klum, bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'soif. Now, to say bein b'emtza, bein b'soif, it has to be dafka with two wives. So he's saying like this, when it comes to ein achlitza klum, it's even if the chalitza happened after a different maisa. Be'emtza means happened after one ma'isa, besoif means happened after two ma'isas. For example, we have here two yevamas, Bracha and Rachel. So you gave Rachel, you gave Maimer to. Then you gave Bracha a get. Then you go back to Rachel and you give her chalitza. Einacha chalitza klum. Even though it happened besoif, after two ma'isas. Be'emtza would mean he gave Rachel Maimer and he gave Bracha chalitza. Both cases, ain't achlitza klum. When it comes to bia, which I'm going to say in a second, there's a difference between betchila be'emtza besoif. That means.
Not true.
Why not true?
I mean, it was one of the missions. You gave maimer and then chalitza, we still treat them again.
Get, yeah, but there's nothing more that can be done now to pass on anymore. After that, nothing more can be chal after the chalitza. You give a get, that's the take of the old maimer. Afterwards, nothing can happen. So by chalitza, after chalitza and chalitza klum. By bia, there's a big difference. By bia, if you start with bia to Rachel, then you're good to go. Whatever you do to Rachel, nothing happens. But if you first gave Rachel a get, and or maimer, and then you had bia with bracha, there is achar bia klum, because that bia is no good. We said that bia is not a kosher bia. And if it's after two things, after v'soif, which means after you gave maimer to Rachel and get to bracha, you go back to Rachel bia, also it's too late. Since you gave a get to bracha. So by bia, it's only by beginning, not by v'soif. That's what the Mishnah says right now. By be'ilah, bezvanchu v'tchila, ein achareha klum. Be'emsa v'soif, yesh achareha klum. In the middle of the end, yesh achareha klum. Rabbi Nechemya argues. Nechemya says, bia is like chalitza. And even a bia psula is conscious, the finishes and completes the yibum, nothing happens afterwards. Rabbi Nechemya ima achas be'ilah, v'achas chalitza be'emtchila, Bein be'emtza bein besoif ein achareha klum zog Rashi. What does that mean? Ein achareha klum v'nafka beget of aloy chalitza no chalitza v'yihod the kodesh idach achar bia loy mahani. Doesn't work because after bia nothing works. According to Rav Nechemya, Nechemya holds that bia, even if it's after something happens, it's still, even though it's a bia psula, it's still chal. So if like this, the whole mission is going according to Rabbanon. What? Extay meritor? Yes. This is, 100%. Stay married to this is his wife. Ein achar bia klum. It's a completed yibum, even though it's after something else. Everyone agrees by chalitza, even if it's after something else, that's the end. You took off the zika, it's good. Masha ain't came by bia, you'll still need chalitza, according to Rabbanon, after the bia. After bia, you'll still need chalitza, we said. Because the bia wasn't good. Masha ain't came to Rav Nechemya, once you do the bia, you're not need chalitza, like Rashi's claw. V'nafka beget, bu v'loi chalitza. Because after you get, it's good.